好，今天是3月26号，星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普对新冠疫情表示乐观，他说有希望让人们在复活节前回去上班。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
白宫与参议院在星期三的上午呢，宣布说已经达成了一致的共识，也就是针对一个新型冠状病毒纾困的经济方案呢，价值2万亿美元的这个方案已经达成了一个协议。那么对此呢，美国财政部长姆努钦则是表示说，只要国会通过这项法案的话呢，那么特朗普总统将会签署。那么根据这项法案呢，一个年薪少于75,000美金的人可以获得1200美元，那年薪如果少于150,000美元的家庭可以获得2400块，那么其一个孩子呢可以收到500块美元。那如果你是年薪高于75,000美元的人，你收到的钱将会有所减少。那如果年薪是高于99,000的人，则不会收到纾困款。参议院呢预计在星期三表决，那众议院呢也预计会在星期四进行投票。特朗普总统星期的下午在接受福克斯新闻网专访的时候表示说呢，他说美国每一年都有数以千计的人，大概是37,000人死于流感，但是也没有因此而关闭国家，因此他希望能够重启美国的经济。目前我们看到美国各地跟各州呢都有很多的商店还有公司是进行关闭的情况，很多人在家上班。那么在星期二傍晚的白宫新闻简报会上呢，特朗普总统说他希望在复活节之前能够重启美国的经济活动。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫的新闻简报会上是怎么说的。
I'm also hopeful to have Americans working again by that Easter, that beautiful Easter day. But rest assured, every decision we make is grounded solely in the health, safety and well-being of our citizens.This is a medical crisis. This isn't a financial crisis. But it's a thing that nobody has seen for many, many decades, nothing like this. Marshaling our economic strength is a key feature of defeating the virus, producing the materials, supplies, and equipment that we need, and they're doing a really fantastic job.
今年的复活节是4月12号，距离今天呢只剩下19天的时间了。但是与此同时呢，我们看到白宫新型冠状病毒工作小组的协调人之一呢，这个比尔克斯博士星期二则是表示说呢，随着越来越多人接受了病毒的检测，他预计美国确诊病例的数量也会持续增加。同时他也宣布呢，如果你是最近从纽约州离开到美国其他地区的人，请进行自我隔离2个星期。此外呢，我们看到韩国总统文在寅也已经证实了特朗普总统跟他要了这个韩国的所谓新型冠状病毒的检测的这些的药剂还有这个做法。那么呢，他们也表示韩国将会向美国提供援助。那同时我们也看到美国境内的病例跟死亡人数还在持续的上升，直到3月25号星期三中午为止呢，美国的境内已经有将近54,000个病例，超过了800个人死亡。此外，世界卫生组织在星期二也提出了警告，因为在过去的一天之内呢，美国全世界确诊的这个新冠病例当中有40%是来自美国的，因此看这个趋势，美国可能成为下一个全球新型冠状病毒大流行的中心。对此呢，白宫副新闻秘书吉德利则是在星期三表示，他说呢，特朗普总统预计将在星期四会与20国工业会议的这个20国的领袖呢，来进行视讯会议，商讨如何在全球范围因应这个新冠的病情。特朗普总统呢，他在这个白宫新闻简报会上也说了，他说在复活节的时候呢，也希望能够看到教堂当中挤满了做礼拜的人。不过呢，这个白宫的新型冠状工作小组的这些公共卫生还有健康专家们还是持续的呼吁大家要进行所谓的社交距离，不要跟人太近。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅从白宫前面发报道。
纽约是全美新冠疫情爆发的中心，纽约州州长库莫呼吁居民支持一线医护人员和其他提供必要服务的工作人员。
周二上午，纽约州长科莫在正进行改建医院工程的贾维兹会议中心说，纽约确认的新冠病毒感染人数达25,665例，占全美国46,000多例的一半以上，是加州或华盛顿州的10倍以上。他赞扬夜以继日救治病患的纽约医护人员 正在做着上帝的工作。
We're doing God's work. They are doing God's work. Can you imagine the nurses who leave their homes in the morning, who kiss their children goodbye, go to a hospital, put on gowns?Deal with people who have the coronavirus. They're thinking all day long, oh my God, I hope I don't get this. Oh my God, I hope I don't get this and bring this home to my children. You want to talk about extraordinary individuals. Extraordinary. And it's the nurses and the doctors and the healthcare workers. It's the police officers who show up every day and go out there and walk into a situation that they don't even know what they're walking into. And it's the firefighters and it's the transportation workers and it's the people who are running the grocery stores and the pharmacies and providing all those essential services. Most of us are in our home, hunkered down, worried.They're worried, and they're going out there every day, despite their fear, overcoming their fear. And not for their family. They're doing it for your family. When you see them on the street, when you see them in a hospital, please just say thank you and smile and say, I know what you're doing.
州长库莫说，纽约目前患武汉肺炎的死亡人数为210人，死亡率低于1%，是全世界最低的。他表示，联邦政府虽然昨天给纽约送来了400台呼吸机，但根据纽约的疫情需要量是30,000台。美国之音方冰九岛纽约报道。
新冠病毒持续在全球蔓延，英国王储查尔斯王子也确诊感染新冠病毒。我们来看美国之音驻伦敦特约记者江静玲发来的报道。
英国王室今天发表声明，现年71岁的英国王储查尔斯王子感染了新冠病毒，他的妻子卡蜜拉则未受感染，目前两人是在苏格兰的家中休养当中，自行隔离。那么查理斯王储呢，是英国王室的第一顺位继承人，而他也是英国王室第一位受到这个病毒感染的王室成员。声明中说，查尔斯王子检测出阳性，有轻微症状，但健康情况良好，过去几天照常在家工作。王室发言人表示，查尔斯王子周末感到不适，周一接受测试后在昨天获悉确诊结果。声明中指出，由于查尔斯王子最近几周进行大量公务活动，因此无法确定他是从何处感染到病毒。实际上，直到上周，查尔斯王子依然马不停蹄出席各项活动，包括3月12日曾在伦敦参加澳大利亚使馆举办的一场协助澳洲野火灾情的晚宴。白金汉宫在查尔斯王子确诊后表示，英国女王伊丽莎白二世最近次与查尔斯王子见面的时间是在3月12日，但女王目前健康情况良好。现年93岁的英女王已在2周前离开白金汉宫，避居伦敦近郊的温莎城堡。新冠病毒全球肆虐以来，欧洲已成为疫情大爆发中心，意大利和西班牙死亡人数都已超过中国。在英国，到昨天为止，累计预计8000人死亡，新增病例死亡长达到87例，累计死亡422例，这也是英国发现病例以来单日死亡人数最多的一天。从本周一23日晚间开始，英国已开始实施更严格的限制措施，要求民众除采购民生必需品和药品外，必须待在家中不得外出，同时禁止2人以上的社交聚会，但允许每个个人每天可以出门运动一次。一般预期未来2周将是英国疫情的高峰期，约翰逊政府祭出的这一波措施是否奏效尚待观察。美国之音伦敦特约记者江静玲报道。
英国和一些欧洲国家下令关闭所有的商店和不必要的服务部门，虽然大企业可能能够化解其中的一些影响，但是小企业却面临着严重威胁。
五个世纪以来，位于英国南部迪奇林的布尔酒吧提供了一个吃饭、喝酒和快乐的地方。它从战争和革命中存活了下来，但现在2020年新冠病毒迫使它关张歇业了。
People's trade, it fell off the edge of a cliff overnight. And for a place like us and many others that are consistently busy, it was terrifying. That was the biggest worry. We've got over 35 staff on the payroll here. That's a huge lot of people to worry about.
许多英国企业已经裁员，拉夫德利决心保住自己的员工。
Our concern always has to be what happens afterwards as well. So initially, laying off all your staff, well, where does that leave you when this is all over in 2 or 3 months' time? You know, we couldn't operate back to normal capacity overnight if you lay your team off.
英国星期一严格收紧限制措施，命令关闭所有非必要的商店和服务行业。
No prime minister wants to enact measures like this. I know the damage.That this disruption is doing and will do to people's lives, to their businesses, and to their jobs.
英国已经承诺提供近$4,000亿的贷款来帮助企业，员工工资的80%将由国家支付，每月最高$3,000。如此空前的举动正在整个欧洲获得认同并加以推广。
We're likely to see a significant economic shock from the demand side as consumers retrench.That is rippling out now, not only in airlines, but also in retailers, hotels, and pretty much across the entire services sector.
在英国希斯罗机场，飞机都闲在停机坪上。毕马威会计师事务所预测，今年英国经济将萎缩2.6%。而经济分析公司资本经济警告称，未来3年经济可能会收缩20%。回到迪奇林，酒吧经理莫莉·拉夫德利说，他得到了当地人的热心支持。
Knowing that day in day out we're here and we're providing a service, to suddenly have that taken away is a huge shock to a lot of people. We are confident that we can put in place the measures to be ready and fighting fit the minute this ban is lifted.
对于其他企业来说，关闭令可能就意味着破产。在南唐斯国家公园，也就是迪奇林周边的山上，许多当地居民寻求摆脱危机。当后新冠病毒时代来临时，我们可能会面临一个截然不同的经济前景。美国之音李奇威尔，英国南部迪奇林报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了。界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。 在新冠疫情之中，线上考试为考生提供了方便，但是也带来了一些问题。我们来看美国之音记者卡拉和王平的报道。
一场新冠疫情打乱了许多学生的学业安排，对于在今年申请出国的学生来说，可能更是如此。多个考试机构取消了3月底前在中国大陆的大学资格考试英语水平测试。华尔街日报认为，这可能导致美国大学收到的国际学生申请数量减少。与此同时，一些考生和学校决定尝试另一种选择，线上测试。
We've seen about a 200% increase in the last month, from China taking the Duolingo English test. Schools were similarly hearing from their applicants that.They couldn't complete their application because they couldn't take their English tests, and they learned that we were an option. So we've had increased interest from universities trying to accept the test. If they take the TOEFL, people are speaking at different parts of the test.
图西诺认为线上测试是未来教育的趋势，这次新冠疫情让线上测试的优势更加凸显。参加传统考试的考生需要提前几周甚至几个月预约报名，考试时间长达几个小时甚至几天，有些考生为了考试还要进行一次长途旅行，等待考试结果也是一个漫长的过程。这样的考试形式在过去的30年里几乎没有改变。
So overall, it's inconvenient, it's stressful, it's expensive, and our CEO is actually native to Guatemala.And he was a former international applicant, and he had to certify his English. He had trouble getting a seat in a test center, and to take the test, he flew to another country. This was 25 years ago, and now we're on Duolingo. We recognize this was something that we could improve for students.
多邻国英语测试可以在考生的家里通过网上进行，不需要预约。考试时间通常是一个小时左右，两天后就可以获知成绩。我在多邻国办公室体验了一套练习测试，除了题型和传统的考试大不相同，题干也相对更短，在考试过程中也能明显地感到题目的难度在不断调整，越来越接近考生的水平。图西诺说，这是因为人工智能贯穿在整个考试中。
So we use at the beginning to generate an extremely large pool of test questionsWe use it to adaptively administer the test questions, so that every test experience is unique. We use it to score the test as human raters would, and then we use it to help with security to detect rule breaking or patterns of suspicious behavior.
自从2016年推出以来，目前有超过1000所学校接受多邻国的考试成绩，其中大多是本科项目。在新冠病毒全球大流行的特殊时期，一些受到影响的考生和学校开始考虑这一选择，但线上考试作为一种新的考试形式，其可靠性和高校的接受程度还都需要面临时间的考验。
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is since we are so new, it's getting students to one, be aware that we exist, to trust that we're as credible as other tests. And the same thing is on the universities.
美国之音王平卡拉宾夕法尼亚州匹兹堡报道。
为了减缓新冠病毒的传播，西方各国最近开始提倡保持社交距离。那么这个词具体是什么意思？我们一起去看一看。
当新型冠状病毒疫情在武汉爆发后，中国各地陆续采取措施禁止民众外出。这期间，中国的民众听到最多的词汇之一就是隔离。而现在，这次疫情已经迅速蔓延至西方国家，这些国家政府推行的是一项叫做 social distancing 的政策，也就是保持社交安全距离。美国疾控中心 CDC 将其定义为避免人员密集的场合，避免聚众，尽量与他人保持大约2米的距离。这么做的目的是为了延缓疫情的蔓延。与中国的隔离乃至封城不同的是，美国的保持社交安全距离政策在实行期间，人们仍然享有行动的自由。我们可以通过一张图来看到，在全球大流行病爆发时，第一条抛物曲线是没有受到任何干预，病人迅速增长至峰值。每个国家的医疗资源都是有限的，一旦大家都在同一时间段内感染生病，涌入医院寻求治疗，那么医疗机构和医务人员都会不堪重负，病人也无法得到及时的救助。因此保持社交安全距离就是为了压平这条曲线，减少感染的人数，缓解医疗系统的压力，并有助于尽快控制疫情。目前在美国，政府和企业都已经采取了相应措施，关闭学校，改为网络授课，取消或推迟一些节日庆典和游行活动，以及体育赛事，像 NBA、波士顿的马拉松等等。企业鼓励员工远程办公，还有一些州政府要求餐厅、酒吧等取消店内就餐，改为外卖或点餐自取服务。对我们个人而言，保持距离，避免肢体接触，如果要出门的话，尽量避免超市等人多的场合。当然，面对疫情也不要过度焦虑，保持好心情也是很重要的。以上就是我们这次节目的内容，下次再见。
卫生组织和各级政府表示，保持社交距离是控制新冠病毒的最佳方式之一。来看报道。
代表美国的医生、护士和医院的一些主要医疗和卫生组织给美国公众写了一封公开信，敦促他们待在家里。他们说，这是减缓新型冠状病毒传播的关键。这种做法将阻止人们接触许多其他人接触过的表面，这些人中有些人手上可能有病毒。
Bacteria are going to be everywhere, so if you don't wash your hands before eating or if you're touching any other surface that could be contaminated, you're likely to get sick. And there are certain things that can live for weeks on a surface such as a norovirus. So you really do have to try to keep your environment, especially where you're eating in the eating area, clean.
美国国家卫生研究院说，新型冠状病毒可以在空气中存活长达三小时，或在物体表面存活几个小时到几天的时间。所以，如果你触摸电梯按钮、楼梯上的扶手、自动扶梯或门把手，你手上可能会沾上病毒。
Anything that's touched by hands is probably going to be contaminated. The vast majority of your illnesses are going to be from your own hands. So, hand washing properly with enough time, with enough soap, with enough lather.Or hand sanitizer if that's all you have available, and making sure you do that before you touch your face or before you eat.
医生建议咳嗽时用肘部挡着，以阻止病毒的传播，但是最好咳嗽到纸巾里然后扔掉。这种病毒似乎主要在社区、餐馆和聚会上传播，而不是在医院传播。所以保持身体距离，对表面和你经常触摸的东西，比如电脑键盘，进行消毒、洗手，不触摸你的眼睛、鼻子和嘴，将保证你和其他人的安全。这些卫生组织说，他们希望帮助人们从新型冠状病毒中恢复，但他们希望美国人尽自己的力量，防止医护人员生病。美国之音皮尔逊，华盛顿报道。
世界上很多国家可能都希望复制韩国抗疫成功的典范，但是他们很可能难以复制韩国监控能力的强度。来看报道。
So one question that all of my friends and family have asked me from the United States is, how has South Korea been able to fight the coronavirus so effectively? Well, one of the easy answers to that question is they've done a lot of coronavirus tests.But the other reason is that they have a lot of people's personal data, and they're using that to inform people on where to stay away from cluster infections. What that looks like is this. I will get a text message on my phone several times a day, sometimes as much as 12 or more times a day, and it will show where there have been infections in my neighborhood. So for instance, last week I got a message. It said a 35-year-old Polish male had tested positive in my neighborhood.He had taken the Incheon Airport express train to my local metro station. Then he shopped at a grocery store near my house. He went and got dinner at an Italian restaurant. He was still wearing a mask, but he took it off to eat. These are very detailed messages. Now, the way that the South Korean government has this information is that it loosened its privacy laws, its digital surveillance laws,specifically for moments like this during dangerous disease outbreaks. It provides them warrantless access to things like cell phone GPS data, bank records, location, things like this that makes it much easier to track down not only confirmed coronavirus patients, but also suspected patients. And now, South Korea has been seen as a model for many countries, but the problem is there's a lot of countries, including democratic countries like the United States, where this would be very controversial. So it's important to see South Korea as being a successful model, but some of the things they have done would not necessarily be able to be done in other countries. Reporting from Seoul, Bill Gallo, VOA News.
佛罗里达州的居民对于自然灾害并不陌生，但是过去几周新冠病毒带来的影响仍然远远超出了他们的想象。
随着佛罗里达州确诊的新冠病毒病例上升到数百例，居民纷纷涌向商店购买食物和囤购必需品。
I have a family and I don't want to wait until, you know, everything is empty and I don't have enough. I think it's my responsibility with my family.
Usually they order like especially baby formulas, baby wipes, water.
If we end up being quarantined like China, then, you know, this, you can't leave your house. So you got to keep stuff aside, supplies.
新冠病毒的大流行破坏了佛罗里达州通常在春假期间最为蓬勃的旅游业。迈阿密当局取消了原定三月底举行的超世代音乐节。佛罗里达州还取消了迈阿密网球公开赛。迈阿密戴德县县长卡洛斯·吉梅内斯下令关闭俱乐部、酒吧和学校，并宣布针对老年人的特殊规定。
All community centers that serve seniors will close in the afternoon.They are the most vulnerable to the COVID-19 virus, our senior citizens. They will be supplied with enough meals to get them through the week. Starting next week, the county will be delivering meals to those seniors at their homes until further notice.
这个流行病对迈阿密市长弗朗西斯·苏亚雷斯来说是切身经历。他的新冠病毒检测结果呈阳性。他在社交媒体上发布了视频日记，每天更新他的健康和身体状况。
The fourth day,today I feel very good. I took two temperature readings this morning and that was at 98. If mild to almost no symptoms right now, so I'm very fortunate that I seem to be for the moment in that 80% category who's experiencing mild to no symptoms.
截至三月中旬，佛罗里达州有四人死于新冠病毒，数百人还在等待测试。美国之音安妮斯莫瓦，佛罗里达州迈阿密报道。
马里兰州的一名牧师为了应对新冠病毒，为教区的居民提供车中快速忏悔服务。我们一起去看一看。
斯科特·霍尔默神父坐在教堂停车场的椅子上，挨个倾听开车经过的教区居民的忏悔。有时由于保持社交距离的限制，他的身体必须使劲向前倾才能够听到他们的声音。
Well, it was 10 minutes before we usually hear confessions on Saturday.And I was like, how do we, trying to think of ways we can do this to reduce infection, you know? And so I saw on the news that they had, you know, they were testing people for the coronavirus in South Korea through drive-thrus. And I said, well, why not treat people with confession through drive-thrus, right? So then I grabbed some cones, the sign, and the chair, and put them out in the parking lot, and then I just sat there.
圣爱德华天主教会因新冠病毒爆发而不得不关门之后，霍尔默说，在得知韩国针对新冠病毒进行车中快速检测之后，他萌生了这样提供忏悔服务的想法。在美国各地，车中快速免下车和类似的举措层出不穷，试图填补企业、教堂和服务关闭所留下的空白。美国官员下令实施严格限制，以帮助遏制新冠病毒的传播。乔尔·戴斯提斯是一群排队进行忏悔的人之一。他说，他对上帝的信仰使他不需要担心新冠病毒。
The power of God, anything is capable of taking care of all of us, and that's what He does. So, I'm not worried about any virus or anything like that because we're all covered.
霍尔默说，在停车场听忏悔让他有出乎意料的收获。
Gives me a real purpose as a priest again. You know what I mean? Like just knowing, I'm really able to help people because I really think the vaccine for fear is faith. And so knowing that even if all the world goes completely chaotic, you can still hold on to your relationship with God.
美国之音电视报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。 家好，今天是3月26号，星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普对新冠疫情表示乐观，他说有希望让人们在复活节前回去上班。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
白宫与参议院在星期三的上午呢，宣布说已经达成了一致的共识，也就是针对一个新型冠状病毒纾困的经济方案呢，价值2万亿美元的这个方案已经达成了一个协议。那么对此呢，美国财政部长穆努钦则是表示说，只要国会通过这项法案的话呢，那么特朗普总统将会签署。那么根据这项法案呢，一个年薪少于75,000美金的人可以获得1200美元，那年薪如果少于150,000美元的家庭可以获得2400块，那么其一个孩子呢可以收到500块美元。那如果你是年薪高于75,000美元的人，你收到的钱将会有所减少。那如果年薪是高于99,000的人，则不会收到纾困款。参议院呢预计在星期三表决，那众议院呢也预计会在星期四进行投票。特朗普总统星期的下午在接受福克斯新闻网专访的时候表示说呢，他说美国每一年都有数以千计的人，大概是37,000人死于流感，但是也没有因此而关闭国家，因此他希望能够重启美国的经济。目前我们看到美国各地跟各州呢都有很多的商店还有公司是进行关闭的情况，很多人在家上班。那么在星期二傍晚的白宫新闻简报会上呢，特朗普总统说他希望在复活节之前能够重启美国的经济活动。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫的新闻简报会上是怎么说的。
I'm also hopeful to have Americans working again by that Easter, that beautiful Easter day. But rest assured, every decision we make is grounded solely in the health, safety, and well-being of our citizens. This is a medical crisis. This isn't a financial crisis. But it's a thing that nobody has seen for many, many decades, nothing like this.Marshalling our economic strength is a key feature of defeating the virus, producing the materials, supplies, and equipment that we need, and they're doing a really fantastic job.
今年的复活节是4月12号，距离今天呢只剩下19天的时间了。但是与此同时呢，我们看到白宫新型冠状病毒工作小组的协调人之一呢，这个比尔克斯博士星期二则是表示说呢，随着越来越多人接受了病毒的检测，他预计美国确诊病例的数量也会持续增加。同时他也宣布呢，如果你是最近从纽约州离开到美国其他地区的人，请进行自我隔离2个星期。此外呢，我们看到韩国总统文在寅也已经证实了特朗普总统跟他要了这个韩国的所谓新型冠状病毒的检测的这些的药剂还有这个做法。那么呢，他们也表示韩国将会向美国提供援助。那同时我们也看到美国境内的病例跟死亡人数还在持续的上升，直到3月25号星期三中午为止呢，美国的境内已经有将近54,000个病例，超过了800个人死亡。此外，世界卫生组织在星期二也提出了警告，因为在过去的一天之内呢，美国全世界确诊的这个新冠病例当中有40%是来自美国的，因此看这个趋势，美国可能成为下一个全球新型冠状病毒大流行的中心。对此呢，白宫副新闻秘书吉德利则是在星期三表示，他说呢，特朗普总统预计将在星期四会与20国工业会议的这个20国的领袖呢，来进行视讯会议，商讨如何在全球范围因应这个新冠的病情。特朗普总统呢，他在这个白宫新闻简报会上也说了，他说在复活节的时候呢，也希望能够看到教堂当中挤满了做礼拜的人。不过呢，这个白宫的新型冠状工作小组的这些公共卫生还有健康专家们还是持续的呼吁大家要进行所谓的社交距离，不要跟人太近。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅从白宫前面发报道。
纽约是全美新冠疫情爆发的中心，纽约州州长库莫呼吁居民支持一线医护人员和其他提供必要服务的工作人员。
周二上午，纽约州长科莫在正进行改建医院工程的贾维兹会议中心说，纽约确认的新冠病毒感染人数达25,665例，占全美国46,000多例的一半以上，是加州或华盛顿州的10倍以上。 他赞扬夜以继日救治病患的纽约医护人员正在做着上帝的工作。
We are doing God's work. They are doing God's work. Can you imagine the nurses who leave their homes in the morning, who kiss their children goodbye, go to a hospital, put on gowns, deal with people who have the coronavirus? They're thinking all day long, oh my God, I hope I don't get this.Oh my God, I hope I don't get this and bring this home to my children. You want to talk about extraordinary individuals. Extraordinary. And it's the nurses and the doctors and the healthcare workers. It's the police officers who show up every day and go out there and walk into a situation that they don't even know what they're walking into.And it's the firefighters, and it's the transportation workers, and it's the people who are running the grocery stores and the pharmacies and providing all those essential services. Most of us are in our home, hunkered down, worried. They're worried, and they're going out there every day, despite their fear, overcoming their fear. And not for their family.They're doing it for your family. When you see them on the street, when you see them in a hospital, please just say thank you and smile and say, I know what you're doing.
州长库莫说，纽约目前患武汉肺炎的死亡人数为210人，死亡率低于1%，是全世界最低的。他表示，联邦政府虽然昨天给纽约送来了400台呼吸机，但根据纽约的疫情需要量是3万台。美国之音方冰九岛纽约报道。
新冠病毒持续在全球蔓延，英国王储查尔斯王子也确诊感染新冠病毒。我们来看美国之音驻伦敦特约记者江静玲发来的报道。
英国王室今天发表声明，现年71岁的英国王储查尔斯王子感染了新冠病毒，他的妻子卡米拉则未受感染，目前两人是在苏格兰的家中休养当中，自行隔离。那么查理斯王储呢，是英国王室的第一顺位继承人，而他也是英国王室第一位受到这个病毒感染的王室成员。声明中说，查尔斯王子检测出阳性，有轻微症状，但健康情况良好，过去几天照常在家工作。王室发言人表示，查尔斯王子周末感到不适，周一接受测试后在昨天获悉确诊结果。声明中指出，由于查尔斯王子最近几周进行大量公务活动，因此无法确定他是从何处感染到病毒。实际上，直到上周，查尔斯王子依然马不停蹄出席各项活动，包括3月12日曾在伦敦参加澳大利亚使馆举办的一场协助澳洲野火灾情的晚宴。白金汉宫在查尔斯王子确诊后表示，英国女王伊丽莎白二世最近次与查尔斯王子见面的时间是在3月12日，但女王目前健康情况良好。现年93岁的英女王已在2周前离开白金汉宫，避居伦敦近郊的温莎城堡。新冠病毒全球撕裂以来，欧洲已成为疫情大爆发中心。意大利和西班牙死亡人数都已超过中国，在英国到昨天为止累计预计8000人死亡，新增病例死亡长达到87例，累计死亡422例，这也是英国发现病例以来单日死亡人数最多的一天。从本周一23日晚间开始，英国已开始实施更严格的限制措施，要求民众除采购民生必需品和药品外，必须待在家中不得外出，同时禁止2人以上的社交聚会，但允许每个个人每天可以出门运动一次。一般预期未来2周将是英国疫情的高峰期，约翰逊政府祭出的这一波措施是否奏效尚待观察。美国之音伦敦特约记者江静玲报道。
英国和一些欧洲国家下令关闭所有的商店和不必要的服务部门， 虽然大企业可能能够化解其中的一些影响，但是小企业却面临着严重威胁。
五个世纪以来，位于英国南部迪奇林的布尔酒吧提供了一个吃饭、喝酒和快乐的地方。它从战争和革命中存活了下来，但现在2020年，新冠病毒迫使它关张歇业了。
People's trade it fell off the edge of a cliff overnight, and for a place like us and many others that are consistently busy, it was terrifying. That was the biggest worry. We've got over 35 staff on the payroll here. That's a huge lot of people to worry about.
许多英国企业已经裁员。拉夫德利决心保住自己的员工。
Our concern always has to be what happens afterwards as well. So initially, laying off all your staff, well, where does that leave you when this is all over in 2 or 3 months' time? You know, we couldn't operate back to normal capacity overnight if you lay your team off.
英国星期一严格收紧限制措施，命令关闭所有非必要的商店和服务行业。
No prime minister wants to enact measures.Like this, I know the damage that this disruption is doing and will do to people's lives, to their businesses, and to their jobs.
英国已经承诺提供近$4,000亿的贷款来帮助企业，员工工资的80%将由国家支付，每月最高$3,000。如此空前的举动正在整个欧洲获得认同并加以推广。
We're likely to see a significant economic shock from the demand side as consumers retrench. That is rippling out now, not only in airlines, but also in retailers, hotels, and pretty much across the entire services sector.
在英国希斯罗机场，飞机都闲在停机坪上。毕马威会计师事务所预测，今年英国经济将萎缩2.6%。而经济分析公司资本经济警告称，未来3年经济可能会收缩20%。回到迪奇林，酒吧经理莫莉·拉夫德利说，他得到了当地人的热心支持。
Knowing that day in day out we're here and we're providing a service, to suddenly have that taken away is a huge shock to a lot of people. We are confident that we can put in place the measures to be ready and fighting fit the minute this ban is lifted.
对于其他企业来说，关闭令可能就意味着破产。在南唐斯国家公园，也就是迪奇林周边的山上，许多当地居民寻求摆脱危机。当后新冠病毒时代来临时，我们可能会面临一个截然不同的经济前景。美国之音李奇威尔，英国南部迪奇林报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
新冠疫情之中，线上考试为考生提供了方便，但是也带来了一些问题。我们来看美国之音记者卡拉和王平的报道。
一场新冠疫情打乱了许多学生的学业安排，对于在今年申请出国的学生来说，可能更是如此。多个考试机构取消了3月底前在中国大陆的大学资格考试英语水平测试。华尔街日报认为，这可能导致美国大学收到的国际学生申请数量减少。与此同时，一些考生和学校决定尝试另一种选择，线上测试。
We've seen about a 200% increase in the last month, from China taking the Duolingo test. Schools were similarly hearing from their applicants that they couldn't complete their application because they couldn't take their English tests. And they learned that we were an option, so we've had increased interest from universities trying to accept the test. If they take the TOEFL, people are speaking at different parts of the
test. 图西诺认为线上测试是未来教育的趋势，这次新冠疫情让线上测试的优势更加凸显。 参加传统考试的考生需要提前几周甚至几个月预约报名，考试时间长达几个小时甚至几天。有些考生为了考试还要进行一次长途旅行，等待考试结果也是一个漫长的过程。这样的考试形式在过去的30年里几乎没有改变。
Overall, it's inconvenient, it's stressful, it's expensive. And our CEO is actually native to Guatemala. And he was a former international applicant, and he had a certified English. He had trouble getting a seat in a test center. And to take the test, he flew to another country. This was 25 years ago, and now running Duolingo, you recognize this was something that we could improve for students.
多邻国英语测试可以在考生的家里通过网上进行，不需要预约。考试时间通常是一个小时左右，两天后就可以获知成绩。我在多邻国办公室体验了一套练习测试，除了题型和传统的考试大不相同，题干也相对更短。在考试过程中，也能明显地感到题目的难度在不断调整，越来越接近考生的水平。
So we use at the beginning to generate an extremely large pool of test questions. We use it to adaptively administer the test questions so that every test experience is unique. We use it to score the test as human raters would. And then we use it to help with security to detect rule breaking or patterns of suspicious behavior.
自从2016年推出以来，目前有超过1000所学校接受多邻国的考试成绩，其中大多是本科项目。在新冠病毒全球大流行的特殊时期，一些受到影响的考生和学校开始考虑这一选择。但线上考试作为一种新的考试形式，其可靠性和高效的接受程度还都需要面临时间的考验。Yeah,
I think the biggest challenge is since we are so new, it's getting students to, one, be aware that we exist, to trust that we're as credible as other tests. And the same thing is on the universities.
美国之音王平卡拉，宾夕法尼亚州匹兹堡报道。为了减缓新冠病毒的传播，西方各国最近开始提倡保持社交距离。那么这个词具体是什么意思？我们一起去看一看。
当新型冠状病毒疫情在武汉爆发后，中国各地陆续采取措施禁止民众外出。这期间，中国的民众听到最多的词汇之一就是隔离。而现在，这次疫情已经迅速蔓延至西方国家，这些国家政府推行的是一项叫做 social distancing 的政策，也就是保持社交安全距离。美国疾控中心 CDC 将其定义为避免人员密集的场合，避免聚众，尽量与他人保持大约2米的距离。这么做的目的是为了 延缓疫情的蔓延。与中国的隔离乃至封城不同的是，美国的保持社交安全距离政策在实行期间，人们仍然享有行动的自由。我们可以通过一张图来看到，在全球大流行并爆发时，第一条抛物曲线是没有受到任何干预，病人迅速增长至峰值。 每个国家的医疗资源都是有限的，一旦大家都在同一时间段内感染生病，涌入医院寻求治疗，那么医疗机构和医务人员都会不堪重负，病人也无法得到及时的救助。因此，保持社交安全距离就是为了压平这条曲线，减少感染的人数，缓解医疗系统的压力，并有助于尽快控制疫情。
目前在美国，政府和企业都已经采取了相应措施，关闭学校，改为网络授课，取消或推迟一些节日庆典和游行活动，以及体育赛事，像 NBA、 波士顿的马拉松等等。企业鼓励员工远程办公，还有一些州政府要求餐厅、酒吧等取消店内就餐，改为外卖或点餐自取服务。 对我们个人而言，保持距离，避免肢体接触。如果要出门的话，尽量避免超市等人多的场合。当然，面对疫情，也不要过度焦虑，保持好心情也是很重要的。以上就是我们这次节目的内容，下次再见。
卫生组织和各级政府表示， 保持社交距离是控制新冠病毒的最佳方式之一。来看报道。
代表美国的医生、护士和医院的一些主要医疗和卫生组织给美国公众写了一封公开信，敦促他们待在家里。他们说，这是减缓新型冠状病毒传播的关键。这种做法将阻止人们接触许多其他人接触过的表面，这些人中有些人手上可能有病毒。
Bacteria are going to be everywhere, so if you don't wash your hands before eating or if you're touching any other surface that could be contaminated, you're likely to get sick. And there are certain things that can live for weeks.On a surface such as a norovirus. So you really do have to try to keep your environment, especially where you're eating in the eating area, clean.
美国国家卫生研究院说，新型冠状病毒可以在空气中存活长达三小时，或在物体表面存活几个小时到几天的时间。所以，如果你触摸电梯按钮、楼梯上的扶手、自动扶梯或门把手，你手上可能会沾上病毒。
Anything that's touched by hands is probably going to be contaminated.The vast majority of your illnesses are going to be from your own hands. So, hand washing properly with enough time, with enough soap, with enough lather, or hand sanitizer if that's all you have available, and making sure you do that before you touch your face or before you eat.
医生建议咳嗽时用肘部挡着，以阻止病毒的传播。但是最好咳嗽到纸巾里，然后扔掉。这种病毒似乎主要在社区、餐馆和聚会上传播，而不是在医院传播。所以保持身体距离，对表面和你经常触摸的东西，比如电脑键盘，进行消毒、洗手，不触摸你的眼睛、鼻子和嘴，将保证你和其他人的安全。这些卫生组织说，他们希望帮助人们从新型冠状病毒中恢复，但他们希望美国人尽自己的力量，防止医护人员生病。美国之音皮尔逊，华盛顿报道。
世界上很多国家可能都希望复制韩国抗疫成功的典范，但是他们很可能难以复制韩国监控能力的强度。来看报道。
So one question that all of my friends and family have asked me from the United States is, how has South Korea been able to fight the coronavirus so effectively? Well, one of the easy answers to that question is they've done a lot of coronavirus tests. But the other reason is that they have a lot of people's personal data, and they're using that to inform people on where to stay away from cluster infections. What that looks like is this. I will get a text message on my phone several times a day, sometimes as much as 12 or more times a day, and it will show where there have been infections in my neighborhood. So for instance, last week I got a message, it said a 35-year-old Polish male had tested positive in my neighborhood. He had taken the Incheon Airport Express train to my local metro station, then he shopped at a grocery store near my house.He went and got dinner at an Italian restaurant. He was still wearing a mask, but he took it off to eat. These are very detailed messages. Now, the way that the South Korean government has this information is that it loosened its privacy laws, its digital surveillance laws, specifically for moments like this during dangerous disease outbreaks. It provides them warrantless access to things like cell phone GPS data, bank records, location,Things like this that makes it much easier to track down not only confirmed coronavirus patients, but also suspected patients. And now, South Korea has been seen as a model for many countries, but the problem is there's a lot of countries, including democratic countries like the United States, where this would be very controversial. So it's important to see South Korea as being a successful model, but some of the things they have done would not necessarily be able to be done in other countries. Reporting from Seoul, Bill Gallo, VOA News.
佛罗里达州的居民对于自然灾害并不陌生，但是过去几周新冠病毒带来的影响仍然远远超出了他们的想象。
随着佛罗里达州确诊的新冠病毒病例上升到数百例，居民纷纷涌向商店购买食物和囤购必需品。
I have a family and I don't want to wait until, you know, everything is empty and I don't have enough. I think it's my responsibility with my family.
Usually they order like especially baby formulas, baby wipes, water.
If we end up being quarantined like China, then, you know, this, you can't leave your house. So you got to keep stuff supplies.
新冠病毒的大流行破坏了佛罗里达州通常在春假期间最为蓬勃的旅游业。迈阿密当局取消了原定三月底举行的超世代音乐节。佛罗里达州还取消了迈阿密网球公开赛。迈阿密戴德县县长卡洛斯·吉梅内斯下令关闭俱乐部、酒吧和学校，并宣布针对老年人的特殊规定。
All community centers that serve seniors will close in the afternoon.They are the most vulnerable to the COVID-19 virus, our senior citizens. They will be supplied with enough meals to get them through the week. Starting next week, the county will be delivering meals to those seniors at their homes until further notice.
这个流行病对迈阿密市长弗朗西斯·苏亚雷斯来说是切身经历。他的新冠病毒检测结果呈阳性。他在社交媒体上发布了视频日记，每天更新他的健康和身体状况。
The fourth day, today I feel very good. I took two temperature readings this morning and that was at 98. It's mild to almost no symptoms right now, so I'm very fortunate that I seem to be, for the moment, in that 80% category, was experiencing mild to no symptoms.
截至三月中旬，佛罗里达州有四人死于新冠病毒，数百人还在等待测试。美国之音安妮斯莫瓦，佛罗里达州迈阿密报道。
马里兰州的一名牧师为了应对新冠病毒，为教区的居民提供车中快速忏悔服务。我们一起去看一看。
斯科特·霍尔默神父坐在教堂停车场的椅子上，挨个倾听开车经过的教区居民的忏悔。有时由于保持社交距离的限制，他的身体必须使劲向前倾才能够听到他们的声音。
Well, it was 10 minutes before we usually hear confessions on Saturday.And I was like, how do we, trying to think of ways we can do this to reduce infection, you know? And so I saw on the news that they had, you know, they were testing people for the coronavirus in South Korea through drive-thrus. And I said, well, why not treat people with confession through drive-thrus, right? So then I grabbed some cones, the sign, and the chair, and put them out in the parking lot, and then I just sat there.
圣爱德华天主教会因新冠病毒爆发而不得不关门之后，霍尔默说，在得知韩国针对新冠病毒进行车中快速检测之后，他萌生了这样提供忏悔服务的想法。在美国各地，车中快速免下车和类似的举措层出不穷，试图填补企业、教堂和服务关闭所留下的空白。美国官员下令实施严格限制，以帮助遏制新冠病毒的传播。乔尔·戴斯提斯是一群排队进行忏悔的人之一。他说，他对上帝的信仰使他不需要担心新冠病毒。
The power of God, anything is capable of taking care of all of us, and that's what He does. So, I'm not worried about any virus or anything like that because we're all covered.
霍尔默说，在停车场听忏悔让他有出乎意料的收获。
Gives me a real purpose as a priest again. You know what I mean? Like just knowing, I'm really able to help people because I really think the vaccine for fear is faith. And so knowing that even if all the world goes completely chaotic, you can still hold on to your relationship with God. I know it's like
how many shots. 美国之音电视报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。